Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week. I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. Thanks to today's sponsor, Wink. I'm here, as always, with my producer, Barry Finkel. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Barry.
Hi, Matt.
We've got a terrible show for you today, because instead of staying in the confines of this air-conditioned, ventless box of a studio, Barry's making me go outside.
Matt, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be so horrifying and most likely life-threatening.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're diving deep into motherfucking nature. And we'll be going to Washington Square Park, where I will have to face nature head on. But before we get into that, we've got worse things first for you. You know the segment, the one where I scour the world for scour news. And yes, that makes sense, because the dictionary defines the noun scour as diarrhea in livestock, especially cattle and pigs.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense using it as an adjective, but fuck that. This is my podcast and I'll use grammar however I want. So let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's start the show. All right. First things first. We got horse things first. The shittiest news of the week. First, a sheriff's deputy in Carroll County in Maryland was just riding down the highway when he noticed traffic was stopped, and he gets out and finds what?
What?
An innocent groundhog in the road, just holding up traffic, all innocent and adorable. And so what did the sheriff do? Shot it in the face and killed him.
Come on.
Because why not? According to the sheriff's office, the deputy first attempted to guide the groundhog off the road, but when it went towards the deputy, he freaked out and then shot it in the face like a coward. Oh, you can't deal with a fucking rat who predicts the weather, you fucking asshole, so you shoot it in the face? You shouldn't be a goddamn cop if you can't deal with shit. If your first instinct is to shoot something, you have a problem.
Boom.
I said it. No one else would. Afterwards, they tried painting the groundhog as some type of thug.
What?
They put his mugshot on the news.
Okay.
They took a picture of him. He was holding a 40 ounce outside of a bodega.
Stop.
They got his neighbors to say he was no angel. But for real, they released a statement that said that the groundhog was, quote, not responding as expected for an animal that was not being cornered or trapped. So they thought maybe it was sick or injured, and that's why it was acting erratically and not running away from the officer. And instead it charged at the officer. There's a video of it. You can watch it.
No,
it's
thanks.
A scurrying rodent. That, I don't know. Maybe it's the New Yorker in me now, but like, rodents will fight back, motherfucker. You can't go after a rodent who's just in the street and expect it not to fucking run at you. Anyway, if a groundhog gets shot, it means 6 more months of police brutality. Next! In more uplifting news, a cockroach crawled into a Florida woman's ear,
no.
And it took 9 days to get it out entirely.
No.
Only in Florida. Only in Florida. Anyway, one night, a woman named Katie Holly was jolted awake by a cold thing that she felt in her left ear.
I hate this.
And when she stuck a cotton swab inside, she felt whatever it was move and burrow deeper into her ear canal.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
Our producer, Josh, is literally taking his headphones off because he doesn't want to hear this story.
Okay. Why don't I refer to it as a friendly button instead of a cockroach?
Josh, headphones back on.
Okay. So eventually she went to the emergency room where a nurse injected the friendly button with an anesthetic to try to kill it.
Oh.
And she felt it stop moving. And then the doctor took 20 seconds, pulled out all of the friendly button. She went home. A week passed. And then she still felt something weird, went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and they pulled out an entire friendly button from her ear.
No!
How did the first doctor not find the whole friendly button?
Because doctors don't believe women's pain.
I mean, if I were that doctor, I'd be like, yep, yeah, bitch, we got it. Go home. Get out of here. This is why I sleep with all of my orifices plugged.
Mm.
And I only make it like 3 minutes before I asphyxiate. But what a beautiful, friendly, buttonless 3 minutes that is before my endless slumber. Also in Florida.
Only in Florida.
A 50-year-old man named Jorge Porto Sierra.
Great name.
He just went to a motel. It's called the Friendly Village Inn.
Which, I'd stay there.
Yeah, I like how motels are like, this'll get him. Why don't we name it something fun? No one's been murdered here. Turns out Jorge was there to murder. He started throwing gasoline on one of the motel room doors, broke a window, started throwing gasoline in there. He had a cigarette in his mouth, and he's screaming, I'm going to kill you, child molesters. As it turns out that in the room, there were four people, two of whom were convicted sex offenders, and Jorge was there to take them out. Yeah. Speaking to police, Jorge said he was there to, quote, barbecue all the child molesters on fire and kill them. Barbecue them on fire and kill
well,
them.
Well, I mean, instead of on coals.
That's true, yeah. In his defense, he did try to alert the police by purchasing three billboards.
Outside
in his town.
Ebbing, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that movie's about? I still haven't seen it.
It literally, the plot of the movie is a woman whose daughter is sexually assaulted. So a child molester.
Oh. Do you think he watched that movie and then was inspired?
I hope so. he got arrested for attempted murder.
Right.
Unfortunately, the legal system doesn't reward you for vigilante justice. Moving on. Next, the CDC, the Center for this Dick Control, the Center for Disease Control, tweeted a photo of a poppy seed muffin with the caption, ticks can be the size of a poppy seed. Can you spot all five ticks in this photo? And it's a picture of a fucking poppy seed muffin with ticks on it.
I hate that.
Mostly poppy seeds, but five of them are ticks, and they're the same size. So now fucking poppy seed muffins are canceled because of the goddamn CDC. Don't you have an E. coli outbreak to fucking take care of instead of terrorizing me into not eating muffins anymore? I just want to know, did they just happen to have a tick-covered muffin, or did they defile a muffin with ticks for the sake of teaching me a lesson? They apologized after people freaked out, and they said, quote, sorry we ticked some of you off. Get the fuck out. I hope you all die. I hope you all die from a zombie virus that eats you all from the inside, and then the rest of us die because we don't have a CDC anymore. But if I have to choose between a tick-covered muffin and no muffins at all, I'm eating some ticks. Finally, the Met Gala was last week, and Rihanna became our new pope. Congrats
to
her.
So exciting. I'm Catholic now.
But the devil was also at work because Shawn Mendes walked the carpet with Hailey Baldwin, and People magazine said that they're a couple now. They've been romantically linked since late 2017, and this was their couple debut. Listen! If you want to live your heterosexual lifestyle and perform disgusting, perverted acts like putting your Audi into an innie or wearing shin-high socks, that's your choice. Okay, you can do that in your own time. But don't shove it in my face. I have children that you're exposing to this filth. And I walk in the door every day and they're like, Papa, where's Mama Sean? And I have to lie to them. Anyway, live your life. Just remember, you're married to me. And that's it for Worst Things First. Next, slather on your sunscreen and strap on your Crocs, because we're diving deep into nature. Because apparently it's nice. But spoiler alert, it's the worst. And that's coming up right after this commercial break. Today's episode is brought to you by Wink. Wink makes it easier to discover great wine because Wink's wine experts select wines matched to your taste, personalized for you, shipped right to your door, and it starts at just $13 a bottle. Let's say your friends want you to go outside for a picnic. So yes, that means the only thing separating you from the grass crawling with ants is a thin, dirty blanket surrounded by baskets of lukewarm food. But it also means you get to be everyone's favorite because you are bringing unique wine curated to your and your friend's taste. How's that for a picnic? So go ahead and discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/unhappy and you'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink.com/unhappy for $20 off. trywink.com/unhappy. Cheers! Picnics. Bears. Flower jizz. Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Well, it's finally summer in New York, I guess. We just skipped right over spring and went directly into getting fucked in the face by the sun and its piercing violent rays. Yesterday, I spent the entire day in bed with the blackout shades drawn and my curtains closed and the sheets pulled over my face, and I still got sunburnt. But even though warm weather brings out great things like ice cream trucks and beefy man thighs, it always manages to remind me that Mother Nature is a fickle whore who will fuck you over the second you fall in love. So for this week's deep dive, we're talking reasons nature is the worst, aka reasons nature is fucked up. All right, first, humidity. What is this? Wet air? No. Wetness is for puddles, oceans, and my pants after I look at pictures of Nick Jonas. Even though he's trying too hard to get my attention at this point. They made a video of him going to the Met Gala and he stopped to eat a slice of pizza beforehand. It's like, okay, I get it. You got me. Now let me go, please. Next! Nature is where bears are. It's insane that there are just bears living out in the wild. Like, right now, in a forest somewhere, there's just a giant grizzly bear living its life, just pulling down Leonardo DiCaprio's pants and going to town on his back door.
Did I ever tell you about when I went up to the Catskills in February?
No.
One time I went to the Catskills in February, and I was like, I should look up what animals are about. And I found out, I was like, oh, bears, I don't have to worry because they're hibernating. And then there was a clause that was like, February is actually the worst time to run into a bear, because if you run into a bear during the month of February when they are hibernating, it's also most likely a pregnant mother hibernating who's coming out of her slumber and will attack anything because she is hungry. And yeah. I was like, I get that, though. She's just like,
but you know what,
like,
it won't do?
What?
Shit on you, because they have butt plugs. They have hibernating butt plugs. If I remember correctly, they eat a bunch of like dirt and hair and it makes a butt plug, and then they eat everything else so they can fill up and it doesn't escape.
don't know what's real.
I don't think any of that is true. This has been Science with Matt. Biology.
I love that segment.
My friend, her parents have a vacation house in Tahoe where there are bears, and they were giving me like a tour of the house, and they were like, this is the cabinet that the bear got into. And I was like, what? They had to have the house electrified. That's how you protect yourself against bears. There's like one of those giant like switches that you go.
I would definitely accidentally get electrified if I lived in that house.
I don't think it can like kill you. It probably isn't good. It's not designed to like kill a bear. It's like to shock it so it doesn't break into your house and eat your peanut butter and honey so it can bring it back to its fucking piglet friend. Why is a bear friends with a piglet in the first place? Moving on. Wind is just Mother Nature being a scamp, trying to get me nude, trying to rustle my pants down. No means no, Mother Nature. Stop trying to take off my shirt so you can feel my voluptuous breasts. Also, the wind fucks up my hair. I have a very delicate comb-over sitch. I can't just walk outside with thousands of dollars of hairspray, and then it gets fucked up right away. Next! Outside is where bugs are. Oh, sure, I'll just take a nap in this lush grass. Next thing you know, I wake up 2 hours later and I'm miles away because an army of ants decided to pick me up and carry me off to their ant king.
Do you ever see the movie A Bug's Life?
Ants?
No, A Bug's Life.
A ripoff of Ants?
No, Ants is a ripoff of A Bug's Life.
I know.
Great movie. I'm pretty sure I was like very into Flick. I think I was like sexually attracted to an animated ant.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents got me a life-size Flick doll, which doesn't make sense because it was actually like 3 feet high.
Yeah. A life-size Flick doll
would
is
be
the size
of
an
ant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really identified with the fat caterpillar.
Oh, does this mean we can break for lunch?
Next! Birds are everywhere in nature, and they're watching and they're learning. That's why I like New York, because you look outside, there's no birds. It's just plastic bags floating by. I was amazed. I live on the fifth floor, and I saw a plastic bag floating by. I was like, there she goes, Katy Perry. Next! Trees are fucked up, okay?
Come on.
They're like scary bones made of wood that elves live inside. Also, yeah, there's definitely just elves living in the woods, and we have no idea. They're just there using trees to bake cookies and sing songs and probably kill children for all we know. We'll never know for sure. Also, this is besides the point, but can we just come to a consensus on what elves look like? Are they tall twinks with long flowing hair a la Legolas? Or are they old men who bake chocolates and make shoes? What else? What the fuck is dirt? Dirt is just earth crumbs. It's just flakes of earth skin. It's what's at the bottom of the bag of earth Doritos. And then if you get it wet, it becomes earth Play-Doh, and then it ruins my shoes if I walk in it. Earth has no respect for the fact that I paid $15 for these Kmart brand sneakers. Next, flowers. Or they're just jizzing all over you all the time. That's what allergies are. Your body is like, I don't like daisy cum. I don't like tree semen. I would prefer that this bush not bukkake all over my face.
God damn it. Get out.
Flowers are disgusting. They're literally using your body as a turkey baster to get their flower spooge into other flower vaginas. Also, it's insane that you can hide a seed in the ground, and then the ground takes a perfectly good seed, and then it turns it into a dumb plant. Thanks a lot, dirt. You just ruined a beautiful seed with your meddling. Next! I just wrote mosquitoes. Mosquitoes! Not to be confused with mojitos, the drink. That's my motto. Less mosquitoes, more mojitos. Am I right, ladies?
You could definitely sell those shirts.
Yep. I'm quitting the podcast to open an Etsy store.
Booze Cruise Apparel.
Where I cross-stitch less mosquitoes, more mojitos. onto everything. Next! Nature is just a manipulative bitch. Do I need a jacket or do I not need a jacket? I walk outside because it's cool and breezy, and then wham! 3 seconds later, that jacket is disintegrating in a pool of my sweat. Make a choice. Plus, too many people are doing activities outside.
Like what, Matt?
What is that thing called? Ultimate Frisbee? No.
You ever jump in one of those games?
Oh, I guess we're all frat boys now. Just gonna throw around a Frisbee on the quad.
What other activities?
Cow tipping. That's what people are doing outside. Just harassing cows who give us their delicious milk. Outside is like a zoo if a zoo was everywhere. Let's see, moving on. Also, an earthquake can happen at any second. Thanks a lot, nature. I could be carrying a hot bowl of soup to my bed and then bam, earthquake. And it's like, great, now I have soup everywhere. Also, everything is destroyed. Plus, outside is disgusting. Dust much? Vacuum much? I don't like to go anywhere where I wouldn't feel comfortable eating an open sandwich that I drop face down on the ground. And that's all that outside is.
You once dropped a sandwich
on the floor of a cab and I ate it.
Technically, I guess that was inside.
Technically, it was. Next! Clouds! I used to like clouds before I knew they had everybody's dirty pictures in them. What else? Parks. Parks are just dog toilets. You're sitting in a toilet that a dog has used ceaselessly. Like, outside is just swimming in animal juices. Oh, you're sitting on a peaceful little part of the park? Congrats. A deer probably gave birth there, and you're just sitting on an amniotic milkshake.
I never thought about where deer give birth.
Everywhere.
Oh my God.
All over the place. They're just shitting their babies out through their buttholes. This has been Science with Matt. Plus, outside is just Squirrel City. There's just squirrels all over the place doing their dirty deeds. And finally, I've seen Anaconda enough times to know two things. One, you don't fuck with Jennifer Lopez. And two, you do not go in any body of water ever. That's why I only shower in the sink. So basically, nature is canceled. We're done with nature. I don't want to hear anything about nature. I never want to see nature. I never want to go outside. I never want to be outside. And that's it for our deep dive. Next up, we're going outside. We are reporting live from Washington Square Park in New York City, New York, which is how New Yorkers say it. Here's my ideal day outside. Step one, wake up in a pile of garbage bags that I collapsed onto the night before. Drink the closest cup of milkshake that I can find. Put my clothes back on, walk down the street, find a park, go to the park. Honestly, my goal whenever I'm outside is to get back inside as quickly as possible. Let me be your nature guide as we walk through Washington Square Park, and I'll explain the various sights that there is to see.
I feel like this needs to have an asterisk of, like, nature asterisk, really just a park in New York.
There is a difference between a park in New York and a park everywhere else. There's always a man in a vest that has too many pockets in every park because he's a photographer, but he doesn't have a camera, just the vest. I see him over there. He's probably writing a play.
To the dog park? Look at this dog.
The dogs always make eye contact for too long.
Look at these beautiful birds, Matt. Just chomping away at the ground.
Ah, yes, the New York pigeon. Never seen one in real life before. They're majestic. The New York pigeons have no fear, and that's why I don't like them.
They're coming closer.
They are.
I could see you as a pigeon man.
There is a guy on 28th and 5th who always has pigeons on him, like the lady from Home Alone. You know, Home Alone was written by someone who lives in LA because you let your kid be taken care of by a pigeon woman in Central Park. I don't care what kind of fucking lesson that movie tried to teach children about, oh, yeah, be nice to strangers, because who knows? No. If that was real life, that woman would have slit Kevin from his penis to his throat and eaten his intestines. Here's what I hate about being at the park, okay? I just want to sit down. But I know if I'm still for like 5 seconds, the squirrels will identify me as the weak one in the herd.
There's one. A squirrel.
I think she's foraging for nuts and berries. Go to Whole Foods, you dumbass.
Those aren't fair trade.
Squirrels have a no regard for the ethical origin of their food. That berry died so you can eat, you son of a bitch. There's also a bunch of NYU students graduating, so everyone is walking around in purple Handmaid's Tale costumes, ready to embark on the world. Your dreams are fake. The economy's in shambles. Actually, it's actually pretty good right now. There's also always, like, one person who's too naked to be outside. I haven't seen it yet, but I know they're here. The mysteries of park life. For example, a man with a saxophone. Does he have a job? Is there anything that he does besides play saxophone in the park? We don't know. These are the mysteries of life. I love this song. This tree is disgusting. It looks like a genital wart. All right, I've been outside for maybe 5-10 minutes. I'm ready to go back inside because I have to pee and I haven't eaten in like 10 minutes, so my blood sugar is dropping and my feet hurt. And I would like a soft surface to put them up on. So let's wrap this shit up and get inside before I hurt someone.
We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. But first, our chasers. Chasers are the good stuff that makes all the bad stuff go down easy. It's what makes it all worth it. Barry, what's your chaser this week?
Well, Matt, as I'm sure you and all of our listeners can tell, I have a cold. And I just wanted to give a little shout out to Neti Pots.
No.
Yep. Yep. Love them.
Have fun getting a brain bacterium.
No, I boil the water first and then I let it cool down.
Mm-hmm.
Or I use purified water. And also Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it's been hard to like come out as a Brooklyn Nine-Nine viewer because it's such a fantasy world that this is like a buddy cop kind of situation. But I love that show. It's just, it's Parks and Rec. It's, if you miss Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the show for you, as long as you can get past the fact that you're watching a show about police. So, yeah, the combo of Neti Pot and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you can't beat it. What about you, Matt? What's your chaser this week?
My chaser is uncharacteristic, but it made me feel good this week. I scrubbed my apartment. I cleaned. I mean,
with your own two hands?
Yeah, mostly because I had to because people were coming over and I couldn't let them know how I really live my life. So I had to disguise how I normally live by cleaning. Waking up to a clean apartment is so amazing.
Yeah.
It like changes your entire mood.
Matt, you know that you could wake up to a clean apartment every day, right?
Because you're going to clean for me?
Yeah. No, because you could clean, Matt.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, pretty immediately it's going to go back to the way it was. But for now, I'm going to enjoy it. And it's going to make me feel good. And it'll make all the bad stuff go down.
Perfect.
That's it for this week's Unhappy Hour. We are going to be taking a break for a couple weeks. But don't worry. We got a lot of great guests and other stuff coming up. We'll let you know when we're back, but you won't have to miss me too much because you can listen to me on You Can't Make This Up, a new podcast from Pineapple Street Media and Netflix. go subscribe to that show and this show. You can head to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher, wherever else you get podcasts, hit that subscribe button, then rate us, review us, but only if it's nice. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Media. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Josh Gwynn, Jenna Weiss Berman, and me, Matt Belisai. Special thanks to Max Linsky, Eleanor Kagan, Jonathan Menhivar, and this week's sponsor, Wink. Music by Hansdale Sue. You can find me on all the social medias at Matt Belisai. That's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Ooh. What else? There's too many leaves. What is this? What are you trying to do? Expand a table?